What is up, everybody? Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy, soon to be Lucky.
Oh, you haven't said that one yet.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
You excited to be back?
I'm extremely excited to be back.
We're so back.
We filmed 2 days ago.
Yeah, we sure did.
Guys, this is the very, very rare occasion that we're actually filming a week in advance.
Yeah.
And not the night or 2 nights before.
Which is, it's good that we do that sometimes because it's like, we're there with you all, but yeah. it's not good for Abby's sanity.
Well, it's a shorter amount of time to edit and upload, which I still love doing it, but yeah. It is a little bit of an undertaking. Mm-hmm. Is that like a habit for you to grab?
No, it's just a little high that I don't love it that high. There we go. I like this a lot better now.
Is that better?
I'm mouth level with the microphone. Oh.
Well, what do we have to talk about today?
I'm just happy to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. What have we been doing this week? We have been
dog sitting.
And by we, it truly, honestly, is we.
Yeah.
But I am getting paid for it.
Yeah, and I'm not.
But Ryan and I are just getting to play house with these two little dogs, taking them out. And they're both really sweet. One has cancer and it's really sad. And she can't get on the stairs a lot. So she gets stuck. On the step.
Yeah. Well, this dog doesn't go to sleep at a normal time, so it just roams around the house.
But
and
then
scratches at the door.
But then the other dog is like
great dog.
Mega, mega love, love, love. Always has to be touched, which is my cup of tea. I love that in a dog. Like, I want a dog that wants me to constantly just snuggle them. And so it's sweet. It's a doodle. I feel like all doodles are low-key like that.
I do too, yeah. I haven't really met a doodle that doesn't like to just snuggle up with you.
Yeah, seriously. Tell me about your day. What have you done?
I've been working like a dog.
Yeah, Ryan's been working. Guys, we have a morning routine to update you on because we're not doing morning walks anymore. We haven't really shared that.
I said morning walks were the key to life, and then I haven't went on a morning walk since.
No, but I still think they are the key to life because no morning has beat a morning walk morning.
I don't know. I've been liking the quiet gym sessions.
Well, I mean, I like it too, but like that morning walk, we get like 2 hours of just us time before the day. And I have my Bible time.
An hour.
Well, we walk for an hour and then I make breakfast and then we come back and like sit and eat and read our Bibles. And that usually takes an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
So like 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, our new morning routine has become gym in the morning. We usually get there right before 7, get a workout in till about 8, and then come back. And then I usually hop on my first meeting of the day, and Abby makes me breakfast. And it might be my favorite part of the day.
His go-to breakfast is 2 pieces of farmer's market sourdough toast with half a package of either ground turkey or ground chicken. Ground chicken 92.8 or ground turkey 93.7.
That's right.
Because he gets mad at me when I buy 98.2.
I know. I hate when Abby does that. It doesn't taste good at all, and there's no reason not to have some fats.
I think it's fine, but whatever. Anyways, then
there's no flavor.
He gets, and then I do 3 eggs with half a cup of egg whites and a little bit of like salsa on
pico.
Top of that. Well, you have salsa at the house, salsa, but you just recently bought pico. Which one do you like better, salsa or pico?
I don't know. I kind of like both, honestly.
I'm a texture girly, so I feel like I would like pico, but I'm not really the biggest fan of, crack.
Yeah, that's going to be all episode. Get ready, folks.
And, I just lost my train of thought. Literally, what was I talking about? Oh, salsa.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't like salsa because I don't like tomatoes and I don't like spicy.
And you give me a little cup of grapes as well. Don't forget the grapes.
I have to start measuring out the grapes for both Ryan and I, or else the entire package will be gone.
Demolishing grapes.
And
right
I truly mean that. Things that cannot remain in the house. Green grapes, chomps.
I knew you were gonna say chomps. Please sponsor us.
For myself, I have to be really, really careful about cookies. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And popcorn.
Yeah.
But I haven't really eaten cookies and popcorn since I've been trying to eat a lot more protein. So, hasn't really been a problem.
Wait, Please tell me you've eaten something other than two protein bars today.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Silly, Ryan.
Tricks are for kids.
We don't do those kinds of habits anymore.
That's right.
That's right. Please tell me you've eaten more than...
No, I haven't. Oh. I've been busy.
Rhino, you can't get on to me.
My breakfast is still like 1,000 calories.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's not like I'm just like dying over here.
It's bulk season, baby.
No, it's not. But why are we so excited? We got a guest coming on today.
That's our new morning routine.
And they already know because of the title of this video, but...
Chloe Turcha is coming on the podcast. For those of you that don't know about Chloe, let me tell you all about her. I made some notes on my phone. Let me grab it. Awkward silence for 2 seconds.
No, I won't give you awkward silence because I got something to say.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Lakers basketball is back October 22nd, and Abby couldn't be more excited.
I am, in fact, wearing a Lakers sweatshirt.
The one hoodie I bring over to the dog sitting house, and it's taken within a day.
Guys, I think I know what kind of wedding dress I want, and I think I know what kind of veil I want.
Yeah, me too.
And what? Oh, why was I believing that for a second? Okay, that's all we're going to talk about ourselves.
Because Abby was about to say, why haven't you told me?
The podcast that we're having today is Chloe Turcha. I've been following Chloe for a while now, like since I was young. I don't remember when she started. I guess we'll find out when asking her, but she's been a really, really big influence for me. I even like followed her on Snapchat, like when I had Snapchat and stuff, but she's really big into the health industry. She's a certified personal trainer. She lives in Arizona.
I'm excited to ask her about the West Coast.
Why?
I don't know. Just curious.
You want to live in the West Coast?
I wouldn't mind living in good old Southern California.
Yeah, I guess that's true. She's 23 years old. She's from Iowa, but she moved to Arizona a little over a year ago. But some other exciting things. Let me just get all of the things out
all
there.
All the things.
So she's a podcast host. It's called From the Heart, but it used to be something else, and then she rebranded it as From the Heart. And I really want to ask her about that because I think I might know... like why she rebranded it, because it happened at the same time that she started talking about the Lord and all of her kind of content. And I just think it's really, really cool. She promotes hybrid training, but she just started her running journey kind of recently. She just finished the Boulderthon half marathon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really, really cool. It's definitely a marathon that I want to run one day, but, yeah, I don't know. She works with Gymshark. She works with TLF. She's a Be Amazing athlete, and I'm just super excited to talk to her. But from what I know about Chloe is she posts lots of like healthy recipes. She posts lots of workouts and, you know, all these things. But I started noticing a change in her content on social media. And, you know, she makes vlogs and all these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I watch it all. Love her so much. So it's literally crazy that we're talking to her right now. But I just started noticing like a Bible verse here and there. And then like on her TikToks, she would be like, I just had a crazy encounter with the Lord and I want to share with you guys what I'm learning about God and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I just think it's really, really cool. Like the Lord is really, really moving in the fitness industry. And it's really cool to see that like come out in people, especially people that have started on social media, and then they kind of like implement that and make that shift, because that's kind of scary. Like you have one platform and people know you for one niche and one thing, and then you change that and you start talking about something that can probably make some people uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's very, very bold in her faith, and I'm excited to talk to her.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm not even going to ask what I was going to ask because we need to get to bring her on.
Yeah.
Bring her on.
Let's call her on. Chloe, we're going to call you. See ya in like 2 seconds. Bye. Please.
Can I turn that off?
Yeah.
Well, let me stop recording first. I'll tell you what to do. All right, hold on. I thought I should be
fine. Okay. Yeah. Everybody, hi. Welcome, Chloe Turcha, right? Turcha?
Yes, that's right. It's a hard one. People mess it up all the time. I'm like, I honestly expect people to get it wrong. Before they get it right.
You've heard a lot of different last names.
Oh, all everything but what my last name is pretty much what I get. So,
yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you say that that is how you pronounce it, because that's how I said it in the intro. And so that's okay. Anyways, Chloe, I am so excited to have you on the podcast. We were singing you praises before this, and for a little bit of context of, you know, what we said when you weren't on here with us, of what listeners kind of heard before you were on here, I was just talking about how I've been following you for a while, but I noticed a really distinct shift in your content and what you were posting, and that being filled with scripture, and especially like these conversational videos on TikTok of, I remember so vividly, like you sitting in the car and being like, hey, I had this encounter with God and let me share it with you. And all of these things. And I want to pick your brain about it a little bit today. But before we get into all that, go ahead and just introduce yourself to the podcast and say a little bit of what you're about, because the intro will be much better coming from the source.
Yes. So I'm Chloe. I'm 23. I currently live in Arizona. I'm originally from Iowa. So I just made a recent move about a year ago. And I think the move has made such an impact on me for sure. I essentially do content creation and like social media full time. I'm also a certified personal trainer. So I do a lot of like the fitness. I do some coaching. I do a lot of like programming for like clients and whoever, like it's kind of a broad training. But that's mainly what I do on a day to day. I'm really passionate about like cooking and food. So I do a lot of like recipe content, but like you said, there's been a big shift recently. And I think as I like got older, I realized there was like more value I wanted to bring to my community, because my whole life I would have like never imagined myself to be here. And so now I definitely want to be able to like utilize my platform to just spread everything that I always say, like my life is like the lesson that I can then teach to the people who are in my community. So I just like to share everything that I'm like learning throughout my life. So my content kind of varies on if it's about my faith, if it's about like my mindset shifts and my mindsets and experiences that I'm going through, or if it's food and recipes and workouts, because that's kind of how I started. But I've kind of learned that there's more in life than maybe just necessarily a recipe or a little workout.
Yeah, man, that's so good. I had like 8 questions that popped into my in that intro. But the first thing that you said that caught my kind of curiosity was you said the shift from going to Iowa, from Iowa to Arizona, yeah, kind of like a shift in your life. Can you touch a little bit on that and what that was like?
Yeah. So it was really a very spontaneous move on both, because I moved with my little brother. So we moved together and we lived together for the first year. Very spontaneous. I don't necessarily think anything is, you know, a coincidence. I think God was calling us here for sure. And now I see that. Back then, definitely didn't. But I think back in Iowa, it's a very like tight-knit small community. And I was born and raised there, have so many friends there, all my family's there. And I was very comfortable. And with me growing on social media, I think it opened my eyes to just the opportunity and how much more there is out there in the world. Cause I began to travel with work and stuff and meeting other people, and I was making new friends, and it kind of got me hungry for more. And so I knew staying put was kind of keeping myself comfortable, because it was hard to kind of break out of my habits and whatever. And now that I'm here, I'm realizing that shift and that move was kind of God stripping me from everything I was comfortable with, everything that I had known. And it forced me to pretty much do everything I was scared of. I really shouldn't say I am anymore, but I was a very shy kid. I had my like tight-knit group of friends, and I really didn't like veer off of that. And so social media got me out of that bubble, and then it brought me here. But then I moved to a new state, and I was like, I know absolutely nobody. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I know, even with my work, I'm like, I just kind of take it day by day, because it's always changing. Social media is like a crazy industry to be in for sure. And so there was a lot of unknowns and uncertainty. And I don't think many people probably like that feeling. I didn't, but like, I also loved it at the same time, because it was forcing me to try new things and put myself out there and meet new people. And it's brought me like such a good community. It's brought me so much higher into my faith. I found a church here that I just like instantly connected with so well. And the church back at home in Iowa was great, but it wasn't what it is here. I think it, like, this is a church I'm meant to be at for sure. But yeah, I don't know if I answered your question. That was a lot. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I can start talking and then I'll just keep going.
No, that was so good. I literally got chills as you were speaking, hearing about your journey in that. And the Spirit is just so prevalent in you and who you are. Like, you, the Holy Spirit is shining through you and through the screen right now.
I'm all emotional now. Thank you.
It's serious. I'm being serious. Like, it's just so cool to see you shine so bright in that and talking about your story. What do you think it was when you were moving here that kind of had ignited that fire for the Lord? Because it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like maybe in Iowa, it like wasn't as like relationship-y, if that's like a word.
Yeah. So it's interesting because my faith kind of began about 2 years ago. So I would say it really started like a year before I moved to Arizona, but it was very like lukewarm, very like I was going to church, but I wasn't really practicing anything in my outside of Sunday at service. I wasn't really living as a Christian. But it was hard for me because all the people that I was surrounded by there, no one was really Christian. I was born and raised Catholic. So I always like knew God. I knew about God. We'd go to church on Sundays. But then as I got older, it kind of like shifted and I drifted away from the church. And I just never felt connected sitting in Mass. And so I think it's kind of crazy because I don't really know exactly what it was. But it was literally in October 2 years ago. And one of my best friends was moving back into town. And I was like, I want to start going to church, but I was so scared to go alone. And she was like, wait, so do I. And so I was like, okay, we'll go together. And so that's how I kind of started going to church. But again, nothing was like really changing in our lives. We were still living a very lukewarm life. And so when I moved to Arizona, it was the encounters that I was having with people. They were all so like, I couldn't not credit to God because everyone I was meeting, and it wasn't even intentional. I had no idea they were Christian. I wasn't even that, I would say, like, public about my Christianity. I didn't really talk about it much on my socials, like a little bit with the move, because that kind of forced me to pray and forced me to lean on God because I was taking such a leap of faith by uprooting my entire life. And that was when I first had to, you know, begin to trust him. But coming to Arizona, I realized he was placing every single person into my life so intentionally. And I'm like, I couldn't dismiss it. I was like, okay, God, you're like, I feel you. I see you. Like, I'm experiencing you. And I think that was the first time where I had, like, gotten out of my comfort zone and had to put so much trust in him. And he was again and again and again, like showing up and blessing me in all these situations. So I think it was just the people and like the encounters. And then once you get surrounded in that community, you know, it kind of pulls you higher. And you just see their way of life. And I was able to kind of shift like my community and the type of people I was with, because I was in such a new, you know, starting from zero. So I built my whole community up just with a bunch of Christians, but it was interesting just because none of them were connected. A lot of them didn't go to the same church. It was just very random with the people I was meeting, but they were all Christian. And one girl like led me to one church, and that I met a pastor. It's not even the church I go to anymore, but that's who kind of got my brother into finding God. Because this pastor is just, he's known on social media. He's very out there. Some people love him. Some people maybe don't necessarily love him, but my brother was eating it up. And I was so excited because he was having a hard time like making that shift himself. And so I got him in the door there and we were loving it. And then from then on, he met some friends and everyone just kept being Christian, you know? And then it's like, oh, and then there's like a young adults night and everyone, that's like what people do. That's what people want to go and like hang out at. And that's where you meet people. And so we were like, okay, we should go. And we just got totally drawn in by that. So everything was so in the perfect timing, you know? And it's just, it's when you look back at it, it's just like hard to not see how God did all of that work. But yeah, it was really just through the people that I met and the timing of it. And it just kind of progressively drew me closer and brought me higher. So yeah.
Man, that's so good. I think I love that the Holy Spirit can use people. And I forget that so often that like, I don't have to figure it out for myself. Like one of my biggest things is being prideful in my faith and being like, no, I have to figure it out myself or else it doesn't mean anything. Like, yeah. I don't figure this problem out or solve this by myself, or, you know, I only can rely on myself. Like, it doesn't mean anything. And that was one of the biggest shifts when I met Ryan was, no, you're supposed to rely on your community. Like, other people are teaching you things and you need to humble yourself to be able to receive that and be like, you don't have it all figured out. Yeah. The Lord should provide those people to create that and help you through that.
Yeah, I think you said something really important there too, because you mentioned like you have this really big platform and it's amazing and it's so cool, and like you share your faith to however many followers and subscribers you have, but you mentioned like I was scared to go to church by myself, and yeah. Like really scary, like it's hard to put myself back in my shoes, and I think it'll be really good for listeners to hear that, because it's hard for, you know, somebody that's really on fire for Jesus to kind of put themselves back in the shoes of like, hey, I used to be scared to show up to church. So it's so important to whenever you are at church to like, hey, be a friendly face to somebody. And that's what the people like were doing that for you. And think about how like crazy that can change. Like now you are sharing Jesus to so many people because you have like such a great platform. And it's just like, man, that's so beautiful. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I think one of my favorite parts is that I'm so new to it that I've been able to take so many people along my journey, because again, I was sharing it when I was still pretty lukewarm and really didn't know what I was talking about. And throughout my journey, I've built more confidence to talk about it, because there's so much to learn, especially at the beginning. I was like, when they would even speak in church, like saying the verse in like the specific chapters, I was so confused. Like it was like foreign language to me. I'm like, I had never opened my Bible up until pretty much this year, like the beginning of this year is when I first started reading my Bible. So that's so crazy to think about. Like one has only been like 8 months, but like when I started, I knew nothing. And I think a lot of people can get easily turned away just because they feel so far behind. And I think that was something I had to go through too, is everyone I was meeting, I'm like, dang, I feel like I'm like beginner level 1-0, like zero, like I knew nothing. And everyone's like so far above, like they were in church so confidently, like worshiping. And I was like, I'm scared to even stand in the front row. So like I had to, it was God working through a lot of other things too in my life. And I think it's been cool because it's like built my confidence in other areas, but then it's taught me to like put my confidence into God rather than everything else that I used to pour it into. And that's one also helped me like build the confidence to share, because that was something I was scared to do at the beginning too, for sure.
Man, that's so good. There are so many parallels we can make between like your fitness journey and your faith journey, because someone on the outside that just hops on your profile is going to be like, oh my gosh, she's been a Christian for years and working out for years and she has it all figured out. And I know all three of us can relate to this in feeling like we are not adequate enough to, you know, share this piece of information, or like, well, I don't know as much as this person or this person, but it's like, the Lord doesn't call you to know everything before you start sharing stuff.
Exactly.
The Lord calls you to walk with him. And in Matthew, it tells us like, therefore go and make disciples of many nations. It never says, well, you have to pass this class and then you get quizzed on how much you know about this, and then you can tell people about Jesus. Like, there's requirements, and it's the same as like we tell people who want to start their fitness journey, like just open the doors, just walk into the gym. Like just walk into the church.
Just got to start.
Yeah. You just have to start, and the rest will honestly just kind of fall into place. And the difference between your fitness journey and your faith journey is that fitness, you know, it's you'll find people that will help you and guide you and it'll be great, but like in your faith journey, our trainer is the ultimate creator of the universe. If you start there, you're gonna get the gains, like
that's so good.
So
I love that. One thing I always had to remind myself too, because I heard this on, I don't know if you listen to the Girls Gone Bible podcast ever, but they were a huge part of my journey as well, because they just taught me so much through, because I'd always run and listen to it. And that was like my long runs on my Girls Gone Bible. And they always say like, he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And that put like so much confidence in me, because I'm like, okay, like I may not feel qualified now, but I know he'll like equip me for where I need to be qualified, how I need to be qualified. And obviously you still have to put in work yourself. You have to be in the word, you have to be in the community, you have to be, you know, showing up. But it took a lot of that like insecurity away of being like, am I good enough for this? Do I know enough? Because I don't, like, there's so much to learn and there's always going to be so much to learn. But I just want the listeners to hear that, because for me, when I heard that, I was like, okay, like I can do this. It doesn't matter if I'm new to this or not. Like if I have a passion for it and I'm truly doing it for, you know, like the right reasons, and I like truly have that relationship with God, like it'll work out. So
that's so true. Good. And whenever Jesus was walking on water, this is what that made me think of something.
Wait, What? You said that as if like he's your bro. Like you saw him at Castle. This was like walking on one.
All right, you done?
Sorry.
But it made me think because when Jesus was walking on water and Peter was, you know, kind of like doubting him, like, who is that type thing? And Jesus was basically just like, all he told him was to come. Like, he didn't say anything else. He basically just said, move in my direction. And Peter moves in his direction. And it's super cool because, like, he takes his eyes off of him or doubts or whatever, and he falls into the water. And I think it's so cool because, like, Jesus doesn't, like, shame him, or he's not like doesn't get on him or anything, or doesn't say like, well, you need to figure something out. He doesn't throw him a floaty. Like he goes after him and he puts him back in the boat. And I think it's like so important. It's like God just wants us for us to move in his direction. Like he doesn't need us to like do some crazy task. He doesn't need us to pray a specific prayer. He does need us to, you know, accept him, but he wants us to move in his direction and he'll move in our lives. And I think it's like sometimes I can just forget that and kind of just overcomplicate my faith, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I just need to seek him, seek his face.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus isn't like, haha, you messed up. Like, do you know what you did? He literally reaches out his hand.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing. You said something about a podcast, which is leading me to my next question, because you have own podcast, but I know you rebranded this podcast.
I did.
So can you talk a little bit about that journey?
Yeah, so it's actually crazy. This was a whole like kind of God thing. So I don't even, the self-made podcast came from the whole inspiration behind that. I was scrolling Pinterest and saw a tattoo and I was like, that's kind of cute. This was obviously before I found God. But I got the tattoo and I was at the same time,
this guy can get a tattoo and I'm trying to convince him not to get a tattoo because I don't like them. I just know him without a tattoo. I feel like it would like shock me.
Yeah.
One of the tattoos I want to get is like a letter of the letter A for Abby. Like whenever we get married, she's like, no. And I'm like, I'm not going to get it if you don't want it because it's literally for you.
It's not that I don't like them. It's just that like, I know you as you now and with,
it doesn't change me because I have some letters.
I know. I don't know. It's just shocking.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe just start small. If you get one, just get like a little A on your ring finger. I love when couples do that. I think that's cute. That could be like symbolic, you know?
She's like, not there that I
need
to.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, so back to the podcast and the podcast name. So there really wasn't like a ton of meaning behind it. And I kind of created a meaning because I needed a name for the podcast because I knew the podcast was coming. I knew it was launching and I kind of panicked and I was like, oh, like I just got this tattoo. We'll call it the self-made podcast and it'll be like a self-development podcast. And so I did that for a while. And then actually I never had any like conviction on it or anything. I had no idea like truly what it was saying, you know? And so then we moved to Arizona and I mentioned the like young adults night that we go to. And so my brother actually got invited to this young adults night through a friend that he knew here. And I was out of town, so I couldn't go. And he went. And I was, like, asking how it went because it looks super cool. The young adults night we go to is, like, unlike anything I've ever seen. It's so much fun. I absolutely love it. But he's telling me all about it. And he's like, Chloe, this place is crazy. But he's, like, the preacher. He's amazing. Like, I've never seen anything like it going on and on. He's like, but the title of like the whole sermon was about how we're not self-made. And he's like, Chloe, you would have been like so uncomfortable. And I was like, what? And so right then I was instantly like light bulbs were going off and I was like understanding. And because like before I had no idea. I truly had no idea. And so I'm like, oh gosh. And so imagine me having to walk around. Like I just got my tattoo updated like a few months ago and it's been something like I wanted to do forever, but it just takes a while to like make the appointment, whatever. I kind of put it off, but I was so like, honestly, ashamed of my tattoo for so long. Cause I'm like, this is just not even what I represent anymore. But anyway, back previous. So he told me about this and that's the first time I was kind of aware of the meaning behind it and how maybe it's not necessarily what I want to portray. But this was like so far at the beginning of my journey that it wasn't, I didn't really get conviction on it too much. Like it wasn't in my mind very often. Honestly, I forgot it was there. And I just kind of got used to it, normalized, you know, brushed it off as we do probably a lot of things in our life. But then God kind of reminded me again and he, it's actually funny, this is where my boyfriend comes in. So when we just had met, we were just friends, and he wanted to start a podcast, and he knew I had a podcast, and he was like, will you be like a guest on my podcast so I can kind of get this going and launch it? And I was like, of course. And so again, we were just friends. We'd only known each other maybe a month, but he knew about the name of my podcast. He knew about my tattoo, and we had recorded most of the episode, and we actually had our young adults night that night that we both go to. So we had to pause it because we had to go, and we were just going to finish it up because we had a few more questions after. And something in my mind, because he told me, he's like, the last question, I think we had one left, but he's like, it's really important. It might make you a little uncomfortable, but it'll be like a really good chat, really good conversation. And I was like kind of nervous about it, you know? And I was like, oh boy, because he was like, he'll ask really deep, hard questions. Like, he's a very deep thinker. And so I was getting nervous because I'm like, oh boy, like, what's he going to ask me? I don't know. And I barely knew it. I was like just all nervous. And then we were driving back to record after our like service. And it just like something in my mind, obviously God was just kind of like preparing me. But I was like, I think he's going to ask me about the self-made, like the name or something about it. And he literally, as this thought is like going through my head, he brings it up. He's like, so the last question is actually going to be regarding your podcast name. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like having him help me because I'm like, I know I need to change it. Like, I know, I don't know how to talk about it. I was so nervous. And so that was like the big moment where I was like, okay, this has to change. Like, I no longer like associate with that anymore. And so he was a big reason behind that because he was able to like kind of guide me and help me. And him and then actually one of my best friends, and it's ironically my brother's girlfriend, we're all very close, but she helped me kind of understand. She's like, oh, it's part of your testimony, like don't be so ashamed of it, but you can like make it good. Because I was like, what do I do when I get stuck on my arm? I was like, I don't like tattoo removal is painful. I'm like, what do I do? And she was like, just get it fixed. And like, you know, like people correct tattoos all the time. And I was like, wait, that's actually a really cool idea. So that's kind of what, at the same time when I was changing this, it was just like the whole meaning behind it was changing, the whole meaning behind what I wanted to give off to my community was changing. And so it was a really quick change for the name of the podcast after that. I think I changed it within a few weeks. I just had to like reshoot, rebrand, redo all that kind of stuff. But I was kind of doing that as quickly as I could. And I really just had to pray on a new name. And that was another thing that kind of helped me back. So I'm like, what other thing do I name it? I'm like, this is like a whole nother process of having to, you know, come up with something new. And every time I was like looking back at my episodes, I was always just chatting. I'm like, hey guys, this just come from the heart. Cause I'm a very, like, I don't really script out too much stuff. I just can kind of chat. And I feel like, honestly, I feel like the Holy Spirit just like can speak through me sometimes. Cause again, I used to be so shy and I'm not the best with my words. And so I'm like, okay, it's just going to come from the heart. And I was like, we can just utilize that as the name. It was quite the journey, we'll say, for sure, on the name of the tattoo and the podcast and all of that. But I'm very glad that I changed it, and it taught me so much for sure.
I want to see the tattoo update.
So essentially, I don't know if you can see it. Just I crossed out self, and then I just put God above it. So it says like God made.
That's sick.
I love it now. I'm like, it's literally like a written testimony. Cause if anyone asks me about it, it's like the perfect opportunity to like plant a seed and kind of explain like, oh, like I once was very like,
that is so cool.
My jaw is on the floor right now.
That looks like somebody would do that on purpose.
Yeah, no. Well, we can pretend maybe, but yeah, no, I just literally went to the tattoo shop. I'm like, okay, so I need you to cross out self. And I'm like, just write God above it. And she's like, really? And I was like, please right now, like get it done. I'm like, I need this on my arm because I would literally, you guys, I would wear like long sleeves to church because I was like so embarrassed by it. And I just like, I wanted it off, but it's just, yeah, but now it's fixed. So I'm like, whew, now I can wear like confidently show up in like a short sleeve to church. You're like, yeah, I'm proud of what's on my arm now. Yeah.
So awesome though, because like that is your written testimony, like on your skin.
Yeah.
Remind me of this song, Have You Heard Graves into Gardens or Graves
to
Gardens?
Yeah, literally was listening to it on my run today. I love that song.
That's what it kind of reminds me of, because like it's such a, like Ryan and I are sitting here like, that is a beautiful tattoo. Like how cool, what a story. But it was like something you were trying to hide, and it was something you weren't proud of. And it's just, I mean, the Lord doesn't want us to live in that shame and guilt, obviously. But it's how kind of him to like make beauty from that. It's just so cool. Like he didn't erase it, you know, it's still there. It has a whole new meaning, which is so cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I bet you have a new tattoo idea now.
Well, I'm not going to get matching tattoos.
He's going to get God made right on his.
But no, I think that's awesome. What did you say your brother's girlfriend said, like, What did she say again? I forget what you said.
She just kind of like reminded me. She's like, Chloe, it's not something to be ashamed of, but it's literally part of your testimony. Like, that's where you came from, but like, you're here now. And like, that can be something that you can, you know, share with other people and talk about. And I'm like, you're so right. Like, I don't want to be ashamed of that because it is part of my journey. And I think a lot of people probably can resonate with who I was before, kind of. Because again, like, I wasn't like a terrible person. I didn't think like, I was just a very, I have control, like, I got too into like self-development and not realizing that it's truly like, I didn't have a lot of faith in, I guess, God's plan. I did when I needed it, but it's like any other time I was trying to control everything in my life. And I thought everything I was like the success I was getting or the opportunities I was getting or whatever was because of me. And I'm like, no, but it took me a long time to realize that for sure. And then, yeah.
Yeah. It's so cool too. Like God gives everybody a unique story. Like, I think of, you know, how like we are all so unique and God calls all of our unique voices to worship him. So like you have that testimony from, and that's yours. Like you have a story to tell people, which is just, I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like God is so gracious.
Truly.
And that's awesome.
Okay. So I'm a sucker for love and you talked about your boyfriend. So now I want to know this story.
So it's actually funny. So I met him through my little brother. So like I moved here with my little brother and he was trying to meet friends and network and whatever for work. And my little brother tried to sell him some software that he was like selling at the time. And so they met up because my boyfriend now, so Kyler, he was like, I don't really want to buy this, but like, you seem cool. Like, do you want to hang out kind of thing? Cause they both were trying to make friends. And so my brother's like, yeah, like I need friends here. Again, we didn't really know many people at the time. And so my brother went to work at a coffee shop together because they both like work from home, like on their computer virtually and stuff. And so the timing of everything is just so insane. And again, I'm like, this is just part of my test. Like it's God's timing is so divine and so specific. But at this time in my life, I was kind of going through with boys. And again, this is before I really like grew in my faith a lot. Like this was a big turning point, I would say, because I knew it was there, but like the habits weren't necessarily there. And I was still seeking a lot of confidence in guys. And I was single at the time. I'd been single for almost 2 years out of a very long-term relationship. And so I just didn't really know what I was doing. I was confused. And I was ready to just give up on boys. I was like, I'm done. This is exhausting. Like, I can't do anymore. Like, I trust God. And I actually listened to, who was it? Sadie Robertson had a podcast. And she was talking about how she met her husband. And she was saying how she was kind of stringing all these guys along and she knew that they weren't like her husband, but she just kept them around for the attention, the comfortability of it. And I was like resonating with that so much. And I'm like, I know none of these people that I'm like chatting with and, you know, whatever. I'm like, they're not my husband. I'm like, I need to cut them off and I just need to trust God and go all in on God. So that was literally within a week span. I heard like one of my friends who was from here sent me that podcast. I'm like, without her, I would have never heard that episode. But she's like, Chloe, this is what you're going through. You need to hear this. I'm like, give it to me. Like, I'll listen. So I was like, okay, I'm done. Like, I deleted, unadded, like everything. And I was like, you know what? Like, God will place the man into my life when it's time. I trust him. And that was like the first time I think I took a lot of faith in God and being like, besides moving, I guess, but this was probably the second. And my best friend came into town at the same time. We were running half marathon together and she just met a guy and she was telling me all about it. And I'm like, girl, like, when's my time coming? Like, I'm over here. Like, I just gave all this up. And my brother, nothing's ironic, but he ended up going to lunch work day, whatever, with my now boyfriend. Like 2 days later, my friend was still in town. So Jake comes home, my little brother, and he is just like beaming. Like you would have thought he met the love of his life. Like he walks in the door, he is just glowing. He's like, oh my gosh, he runs upstairs and we're all like chilling, watching a movie. And he's just like so energetic. And we were like, whoa. And he's like, Chloe, this is your husband. I met your husband. But he looks at me and goes, but you're not good enough for him yet. And I was like, oh, so much all at one moment. And I'm like, what? Like, who is this guy? Like, I kind of knew this guy because as a protective sister, I'm like scoping out like who my brother's gonna go hang out with, because like I don't want some scary thing to happen. So like I was familiar with this guy. I saw that he followed me, but I didn't follow him back because I didn't know who he was. I never met him. And so I'm like, huh? I'm like, slow down. I'm like, what? And so he just goes on and on about this guy. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, I need to meet him. Like, at least I want to meet him. And again, I was like, I'm not looking for anything right now, Jake. And apparently I'm not good enough. And I actually got like upset. Like that was a hit to my ego for sure. And I was like, what do you mean I'm not good enough for him? Like what? But he was just saying how he's like such a man of God and he does all these things. Now, honestly, back then, like he wouldn't have dated the past version of me for sure. But we ended up just becoming friends. Like all three of us would hang out because me and my brother are like very close. Like we're like best friends. We still are best friends, but we all would hang out as a group, just hanging out. And that's kind of what like sparked. I was like, hey, I kind of do like this guy, but I'm like, I don't know how he feels about me. I don't know any of this. And I didn't want to like overstep because I was like, that's my brother's best friend. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, make anything awkward, stress anyone out. And so I didn't really pursue it or anything, but then I had another half marathon a few weeks later and I hate doing my long runs alone. I'm like, it's scary of running alone outside. And so I saw that he was like kind of into running and I was like, what are the odds? Like as a friend, totally as a friend, I was like, do you want to run my 10 miles with me this weekend? Like, I really don't want to do it alone. And he agreed to it. And I was like, oh, perfect. I'm like, I only have 2 long runs to my half. I'm like, I need you there for both of these. Cause like, I'm over it. And so he ran with me during those. And that's when we really, I guess it was just, I mean, you get, it's a long run, you know, so you get to chat a lot, you get to know people a lot, and that kind of sparked, I think, an interest in each other. But we took it really slow, so it was honestly like very when you least expect it for sure. I wasn't expecting to pursue him in that way at all because I was like, that's my brother's friend, that's just kind of off, you know, like I shouldn't even try, but it just kind of happened. So yeah, I guess I have. Church, because then I met him at church too, and that's what, again, another thing that drew us close together is we go to the same church. We go together on Sundays, we would go together on Thursday nights, and we'd run together. So I think that was, yeah, kind of what brought us together for sure.
And what a story. Shout out, kind of shout out to your brother, and also Dave for your brother, because he really,
that's funny,
was bold in that.
I know. Oh, I know.
So what is it? That's such a sweet story. I love that, and I love watching y'all's little content. And y'all ran the Boulderthon half together, didn't you?
Yeah, that was, he didn't even train for it. And he ran it and with at ease. And I was struggling. I was struggling during that, but.
Man.
That's in Colorado, right?
Yeah. It was at altitude. So that's why it was so hard. I don't train in that here. And so that was humbling for sure.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Okay, yeah. So tell me about running, because you haven't always been a runner, right?
No, yeah, no. Running and me, I used to always claim that I was not a distance runner. I grew up running track. I was a sprinter, so I did ones and twos, strictly that. I never ran more. And I honestly, one, I just didn't want to, because I'm like, that sounds terrible, and I'm pretty good at running short distance, so I'm going to stick with this. And yeah, I never ran more than probably like 2 miles at a time ever. Like, I was lucky if I ran a mile on the treadmill, but I was kind of going through a weird season in fitness where I was kind of plateauing. The gym wasn't really doing it for me anymore. Like, I felt very like unfulfilled in the gym because what I was doing was pretty easy. Like, it comes more naturally to me for sure to like lift and build muscle. But I was like, okay, I'm training for like a physique I no longer want. Like, I was putting on so much muscle that I'm like, I feel like I need to shift gears a little bit. And so I'm like, I want something to challenge me. I want something to train for. I need something to like focus on, because now they didn't have sports after high school because I didn't play in college. I think I was lacking that like competitiveness, that drive, you know, just something to work towards. And so I was like, I need to find something. And so I considered bodybuilding, because everyone and their mom was doing bodybuilding at this time. Like, this is when a lot of the fitness influencers were taking it up, and I'm like, maybe I'll do it. But I'm like, I knew a lot of like bodybuilders, and every time I talked to them, like, you have to like have such a passion for it. Like, it takes over your life. It's like a very intense thing. Like, it's not, you know, you just go to practice and then you show up on game day. It like takes over every hour of your day. And I'm like, okay, I don't have the passion for that. And also, I had absolutely no desire to like stand on stage in a little bikini and pose. Like, that for me, I'm like, no, like, I don't want to, like, I would do the prep for like the mindset and like to see that I can get through something hard and to push myself. But I'm like, I don't actually want to compete. I'm like, I don't want to do that. And so I'm like, okay, what's the next hardest thing? What's the next hardest thing I could physically do? And I'm like, probably long distance running. I'm like, that sounds terrible. So that's what kind of sparked the idea. And I was like, okay, we're going to try this. I need to push myself. So I saw a few people like Kylie Ross, she's like a fitness creator, and she was training for her first half marathon, and her and I have very similar builds, very similar backgrounds with sports and stuff. I'm like, okay, if she can do it, I could definitely do it. And so that's what kind of inspired me to start training. And it was very terrible timing. It was in November in Iowa. So winter was just beginning and my half marathon was set for April. And I'm like, you know what? We're just going to do this. This is what I want. I want to push myself and do something hard. And honestly, running changed my life in so many ways because it just, I have a whole episode about running on my own podcast because I'm like, I could talk about it forever. But it was really just one of those things that I wanted to prove to myself I could do something that I always claimed that I wasn't built for or that I couldn't do. And then, yeah, so.
It's music to Abby's ears.
Yeah, I'm over here. We've got her. She's one of us now. Let's go.
No, truly. I feel like I've, like, converted to becoming more. I'm very hybrid, but, like, I get the running community. I love it. Like, everyone I met at Boulderthon, it definitely is so encouraging. Like, that's such a good community of people to be in. I love it.
Yeah,
I resonate with you more. I'm not much of a runner either. I resonate with the gym a lot more
too. Not much of a runner. Didn't you just run 100 miles or something?
I know. He's
did.
Like,
I did not.
He ran 65, and
that's
he said,
crazy.
"I'm not a runner." He always says he's not a runner, and he runs every single day.
Yeah, but I just naturally. I do running because of like you said. Like, I think it's really important to do stuff that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
It builds yourself. Like your mental health is so much better after you do stuff you kind of don't want to do. So I really resonate with that. Like, I don't wake up in the mornings, I'm like, I get to go run. But I kind of want to go work out and move weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I resonate with that. But Abby's smiling ear to ear over here. She's going to, I'm sure she's got something to say.
Well, no, I think just like, you know, running is really, really picking up right now. And I pray that it stays because I think it's so good for people mentally.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's good for you physically, obviously.
Yeah.
But also because, and I also am I've been in the gym since I was old enough to go to my gym. Like, I love lifting and it's definitely not, that's the part where I'm like, okay, you need to do it because it's good for you. And it's not as much, it's kind of like reversed for me, but something I just love about running, I think also coming from a dance background, you are constantly looking at yourself in a mirror and for, like you said, like building that physique and, you know, it's great when it's not taking over.
Yeah.
But for me specifically, and I feel like honestly, a lot of people in the fitness industry can relate to this, but body image and food for me, I've had such a up and down struggle with it that it's so nice to have that outlet where you're not looking at yourself and you're just doing it.
Performance based.
Yes. And it's hard sometimes and easy sometimes, and you never really know what to expect, but the consistency of like going on that run, knowing you're going to have solitude or community if you run with people, but you're not focusing on yourself while you're bettering yourself, that like kind of contradiction, I don't know, it's nice to have that kind of activity to do.
No, I completely agree. That's honestly really interesting because I've never thought about it like with that. Like, I have, but not realizing that I've experienced that, you know, because that's why I love running, is because for me, it's so performance based and you have to put in the work to be able to like perform, you know, like you have to kind of, it's a progressive thing. And I love that because it forces you the discipline. It forces you the consistency for sure. Like, you take a week off running and you go on a run and it's humbling. It's like, wow, I feel like I've never ran before. And so it definitely channels a lot of other things other than a physique goal, or like your work isn't necessarily displayed based on your physique. And I think that's where I struggle too in the gym a lot, is because I'm like, I'm working so hard, but like, what's missing, you know? And I wanted to love it, but I'm like, running is truly, you can be so proud of, you know, like surpassing a benchmark or, you know, running a new PR, running faster and like watching your times drop. Like, those things are honestly more fulfilling because I don't know. It's because I think it takes that aspect out of it, of it being more of like an ego thing. And I think a lot of people put their confidence in like their physique and their outer appearance. And I think running, it's not about that, like you said.
Yeah. I think that's so good, especially to hear someone who is a social media fitness person. Like, you know, it goes without saying, like, if your niche is fitness, people are going to be like, what does she look like? What's her physique? Yeah. Like, it's going to happen. How do you deal with the pressure of that? Or do you feel pressure with that? How do you navigate those things?
Honestly, at the beginning, it was very hard. I feel like that's all I was focused on was, do I look the same as I did last week? Do I look better? Do I look worse? And there's a lot of, like, I vary a lot, like, depending on the season of my life, what I'm training for, like, if I'm traveling more, if I'm more focused and locked in, how I'm eating. Like, there's so many variables to my physique. Mine, I feel like, and again, too, I think we're so hyper-focused on what we look like. People may not notice the fluctuations as much as I do, but I can, like, physically feel them, too. But I think I was so set on being like, because I would see a lot of people's growth like skyrocket when they're on prep and they look crazy and they're so unhealthy and they have these, like, they're vascular, you know, and they look sick almost. And I'm like, dang, if I just had a really crazy physique, like, my engagement would just, you know, grow. Because then once you get into social media, it becomes your job. You're constantly focused on that stuff. So I was putting a lot of my success, I was depending it on my physique. And then I realized that's not the case, because the way I've been able to connect with my audience, I always say, is like, I was just a normal, random girl from Iowa. I'm like, there really was nothing that I created or did that was wow. Like, I created some recipes, they grew, people liked that. And I, like, love to work out and I would post workouts. But I think because it was such a, I think people, like, could see themselves in me. It was like more of a realistic approach. I'm like, I don't look like a bodybuilder. I don't look like an unrealistic expectation. And that's what I think I had to kind of understand, is like, I'm serving a form of community based on where I am. I'm like, if people don't want to follow me, they're not going to follow me. But, like, if I'm able to help the people who follow me, like, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And again, like, that's something I still have to remind myself of, though, is because, again, self-improvement's a thing. I always want to feel good and feel healthy. And so I balance between, like, right now I'm really into eating, like, whole foods and stuff. And will my physique change? Possibly, because my diet's changing. Like, those go hand in hand. It's just like, one causes the other to change, but it's like, that's not my focus. And that's why I'm so huge on when I'm sharing, like, what I eat today is, like, when I asked my whole story, I was like, are these harmful to people? Cause, like, sometimes people can use that as a comparison. I'm like, one, I don't want to, like, plant a bad seed in that way. But two, I was like, I want to be able to focus on, like, I always start all my reels and stuff of being like, I'm doing this to feel good. Because I didn't feel good. All the things I was doing as, like, a bodybuilder, and I thought I was eating so healthy and I thought I was doing all these healthy practices. I'm like, why am I so tired? Why am I so drained? Why do I feel inflamed? Like, I don't feel good. And my boyfriend's taught me a lot about that, because he's very, like, holistic and in tune with his body and his health. And he's had health conditions that he's had to, like, kind of force him to pay attention to this. But I'm like, okay, there's differences in us. And I was like, what is it? And it just made me realize, like, because I'm eating a lot of stuff that I isn't, one, like, I'm not tolerant to, I shouldn't even be eating these things. And two, like, I don't know, it's crazy. And this is a whole nother probably topic, but, like, I've kind of tied it a lot to my faith too, and being like, my body's a temple. And yeah, a lot in scripture talking about how we need to, like, treat our bodies well and eat well and, you know, take care of ourselves and, you know, not, like, overeat and not overindulge and all that. And I feel like there's just an interesting thing in society that kind of contradicts that, and, like, over, I don't know, I just feel like I didn't have that, like, healthy balance. And so I'm like, now that I'm doing it for God, it's taken so much of, like, my own ego and pride out of it, you know. And it's like, I'm eating to truly treat my body the way it's supposed to be treated and the way God wants me to treat it. Sorry, that, like, veered off your question, but yeah,
you are preaching. Yeah. We align so much with basically everything you said. And I think I feel like you'll agree with this. Like, there's not one diet that is the diet, you know, but I think listening to those almost, I don't even know if you would call them convictions, but, like, those urges of, like, how am I treating my body right now? Does this align with my beliefs? And we can learn a lot about food from the Bible, like, a lot, which is something I'm, like, still digging into more. But there are some videos that, like, pop up on my feed, and it's like, like eating what the Lord provided for us. And it's like that, those whole foods things. And I think it's really important. But something else that popped into my brain when you were talking about basically all of this encompassing is something my mom said to me. And it's such a beautiful thing that has kind of stuck with me in this fitness industry, because I feel like so often we're like, what are the steps I can take to get to the Lord or to get closer to the Lord, rather than just being like, Lord, like, rather than asking like, hey, bless what I have planned today. It's like, what do you want me to plan for today? And something she said to me was, Abby, when you get to heaven, the Lord's not going to be like, great job on your body. Like, you really look good. You have a six pack. Or great, I'm not eating that bowl of ice cream. Like, I am so proud of you because you went to sleep not feeling guilty, right? Yeah. He's not going to ask things. He doesn't care about those things. He cares about what we do on this earth. He cares about us as people and intricately created us to not serve the purpose of being a slave to food and physique. If we're passionate about those things, like, great, let's use them. And that's obviously what you're doing, which is incredible. And I think seeing that like focus shift is awesome and watching that journey, especially like your what I eat in days. I love them. I'm like, you're like, tell us those whole food recipes. Like, I love it. I feel like you had something.
I didn't realize like a whole world that I didn't realize about like the eating.
Yeah.
Abby taught me this, but like I always would be like, Abby, like, won't you do like what I eat in a day? Like, people are always asking Abby, and she's like, I don't want to like people to compare what I'm eating. And I just like didn't even know that world existed.
Yeah.
And I think it's like,
I think it's one of those things, until you experience it yourself, you're not aware, you know? Like,
yeah.
Now that we have probably experienced like a struggle with seeing something and comparing it ourselves, that just probably hasn't been an experience for you. And that's like one thing I have to be so aware of on social media, is like, there's so many things that I'm like unaware of because I haven't experienced them myself. And like, obviously we want to do no harm on social media. We don't like, we have no intention of like planting a bad seed, but it's like social media has taught me a lot to like stop and think like, not just even twice, but maybe three times of the way my words can like impact people. And that's why I like on podcasts and stuff, I'm like, Lord, like speak through me, because I trust like the Lord in what I say. But sometimes it's like, you never want to like misspeak, you know, and misdirect or cause any like negative experience for somebody or build like a bad relationship. And yeah, there's a lot on social media. And that's why I think it's so important to like know your community and know why they're there and like how you can help them. And I'm like, truly people for me, like they want those recipes. They need help because they want to eat that way and they don't know how to. And so I'm like, I use my platform to like help display how it can be like done simply. And it's not that complicated, rather than being like, that's why like, I don't even show a lot of the times like how much I, or like me eating. I don't know. I just like show the meal and I'm like, hey, that's like enough. Like you can cook that, like kind of show like how you make it more so, rather than how much I'm eating. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so good. I've also struggled with the should I, shouldn't I, what I eat in a day. And I think that's the thing, is that we can't make everyone happy. It's so hard, because like there are those people that can handle that kind of content, and then there are those people that can't. And so then we just have to almost like come to terms with ourselves and be like, okay, what is the content I want to put out there? Yeah. And if I saw this video, how would I feel? Exactly. And it's a tough pill to swallow, but just being in that social media world, I feel like a lot of people are very interested. What does like a day of work look like for you? I feel like people are like, influencers, like, what do you even do? And it's like, girl.
I know. It's a lot more than you expect. Like off the beginning, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. That's for sure. Every day is a little different, but I think the important thing for me is I've kind of created as much for routine as I can get into. And it kind of varies depending on like the content that I'm creating, because it'll vary. Some creators like only make one type of video, I've noticed, and some people make a variety, and I'm more of a variety. I try to get into like certain series, but honestly, I kind of get like my Chloe stuff done right away, like in the mornings, the stuff I need to like function and operate myself. And that's like my Bible study in the morning, I journal, and then I go to the gym or go on a walk. Like, I do some sort of like physical activity, because when I do that, I feel my best. So every day, the morning I have like a lock, and that's apart from like work. But then after that, it's kind of going to depend. I feel like I batch it with like, I'll have an editing day, and then I'll have more of a filming day, because honestly, I don't have the effort to like get ready enough of the times throughout the week that I'm like, okay, I can look like a mess when I'm not filming or wanting to make content. Half the time I'm sweaty and gross in my content anyways, but if it's like a podcast or something more specifically like scripted, sat down, I'll batch all of that kind of stuff. Like, I'll have like a filming day. And so it kind of has an order, kind of doesn't. It's really just like priority listed. And if I have like a brand deal I need to work on and stuff, I'll put that like top, because there's usually deadlines. But like once a week, I'll record my podcast. I typically do that towards the end of the week, because I like to use my whole week as like a way to come up with like the theme of my episode, because it's all based on like the lesson that I learned pretty much the week before. So I do that later on in the week. And then a vlog, again, like I vlog for YouTube randomly. And so that'll kind of vary just depending on if I'm traveling, if I'm home, or what style of video I want to do. Cause I'm like, I don't want to do a day in the life and show the exact, like a Tuesday every single day. So I have to vary that. And so one day I'll have to like lock in a couple hours to edit. But honestly, it's just a lot of editing and filming and editing and filming. And then I sprinkle in like fitness and working out. And I'm very fortunate, because everything that I do is like my hobbies. And when I'm passionate about, people are like, oh, what are your hobbies? And I sit there, I'm like, my job. I don't know. Like, I've incorporated everything that I love and everything that I'm passionate about into my work. So I'm so grateful for that. But honestly, every day is a little different. It's a lot of just like sitting at my computer editing, or it's being in front of a camera filming and then sitting and editing it, you know? But yeah, it's a lot more though than I thought for sure at the beginning. Cause it's like, you have to be a business owner at the same time. You have to figure out all like the business terms and negotiating and all that behind the scenes stuff that people don't see. And that does take a long time as well. Like, you have to be on your emails and just be paying attention to a lot of little details and stuff. But yeah. And I spend a lot of time just like creatively trying to get inspo, you know, and trying to pre-plan and reflect on the content that I'm making and trying to see how I can make it better or how I can better serve my like community. And yeah. I don't know. But
I feel like that's a big part of it too, is like trying to find inspiration and having like a creative mindset.
So. Yeah, I have a cheat sheet to that, because since it's both of us, he's more creative brained. So he's like the idea guy. Like, he's like, let's do these videos. And I love editing and like doing the like behind the scenes kind of work. Yeah, and so it's nice to have that there. So I'm just like, what do you got? And he's like, okay. But yeah, it's funny, because I feel like today, like even 5 years ago, people wouldn't even know like what to kind of call this. And now it's like, no, this is like a job. Like, this is a legitimate job that can create a functional lifestyle for people. And which is just so cool. Like, people are creating their jobs practically and setting up schedules the way they want. And we're pretty similar in that, you and I love to have my mornings for myself, get up, do my Abby things. And then it's like, okay, lock in, let's go film. And then you just like go to town.
Then I hit the to-do list and go crazy. But I'm like, if I don't do my morning stuff in the morning, like the rest of my day is just not how it should be. I feel like it's like just in disarray, honestly.
Yeah.
We're right there with you.
Yeah. Had a crazy day yesterday, and it's just lovely when we have hard days and then we just take it out on our significant other, but they didn't do anything.
Right. It's like, it was unintentional, but it was like, I have to have that conversation with my boyfriend. I'm like, it's not you. I'm like, you're just the closest person. And I know you'll forgive me, but like, I need to express this or I'm going to go crazy. And
oh my gosh, we are made of the same cloth. We're the same breed.
Whenever you're explaining your day, I was like, oh, this is Abby.
Yeah, they're all the same. Something I love about your content is, before we wrap this up, I have two more questions to ask. Okay. This is the first one. I love your recipes.
I wanted to ask about the recipes.
Oh, good.
Well, no, I'm glad you are. I just wanted to know about them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are healthy. Majority are like healthy recipes, protein rich recipes. Yeah. Like, where did this come from? Did you just start cooking one day
It's so funny. I've always been a foodie. Like, I love food. I've always loved being in the kitchen. Like, even when I was little, my grandma tells me stories of us, like, baking together. Like, I just love it. Like, it was one of my, like, me and my friends used to have, like, baking days growing up. We were obviously making healthy protein desserts, but we were, like, making cakes and brownies and cookies and doing it all. And, like, I just loved it. And so I've always loved to bake treats. And every time my friends are like, oh, we should make this, I'm like, I'll do it. Like, I love it. Like, it's just so fun for me. And so as I kind of, you know, progressed into my health journey and my fitness journey, I realized the importance of what we're eating. And I was like, okay, we can still enjoy all of these treats and desserts and all these meals that we love, but we can also enjoy them in a more wholesome way or a more, you know, just healthy way in general. And so I really began to essentially, it's always kind of based off a craving that I have. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Or like, I'll see something like that looks so good. How can I make it a little healthier? Or I'll text like a family or a friend. I'm like, give me a dessert you're craving. I'm like, give it to me. And then I'm like, okay, on it. And then I'll just, that's just one thing. My brain just kind of goes. And then I know what to substitute certain things with. Or I'm like, how could I add, like, how could I incorporate a protein powder? Or how can I incorporate, you know, something more nutrient dense into this recipe? And like, literally puppy chow. Like, I used to make puppy chow in high school, like, all the time. Like, it's one of my favorite treats. And so one day I was wanting it, but I'm like, okay, I know I can make this probably a little healthier. And so I was like, wait, I'm just going to see what happens when I substitute like the powdered sugar for protein powder. And I ate it and I'm like, wait, this is kind of good. And I was like, okay, instead of, you know, like milk chocolate, I'll do dark chocolate and I'll throw some coconut oil in there. And I just, you know, you literally just substitute like the basic ingredients for a more nutrient dense one, but it's really just based on my cravings. And then I just kind of go crazy from there. Some of them work out, some of them definitely don't. I'm like, okay, that was a flop for sure. But I think that's like where my creative juices flow the best. Cause I'm not a very like artsy, creative, like when I edit and stuff, like I don't have the vision I think you do, Abby. I think I'm more of like, I don't know. I'm more like in the kitchen hands on where I can like do it, but I can't like see it. And so I just like kind of bring it to life in the kitchen, I guess. But I think that's why it's so fun for me. Cause for me too, it's, I don't know what it is. I think I've just always loved food. So I'm like, it tastes good too.
I love the word choice of what can I add? Cause I feel like a lot of times it's like, if I want to make this healthier, like I have to take this out and this out. I love that you were like, what can I add? How can it be more nutrient dense rather than like, what do I get rid of? I think
exactly.
Mindset about it is so awesome.
It's so easy to get burnt out too. If you're just like taking everything away, it's like you're just gonna go right back to binging again. You know what I mean? At least that's how it for me.
Do you love and like get your cup filled up by making your boyfriend food? Because I love making him food. It's so fun, and I like make it all cutesy, and I'm like, what do you want to eat?
I love cooking for literally anybody. I'm like, that is my love language. I'm like, if I take the time to cook for you, like, Noah's out of so much love. Like, one, I love it, but like, that's my love language for sure. I'm like, I can't wait till my mom and I can make their little lunches. Like, I watch those TikToks all the time, and I'm like, I cannot wait for that season of my life because I'm gonna have so much fun. Like, that is gonna be like so exciting for me.
Rip, they're gonna be kids eating the most protein.
They're gonna have fire lunches.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. But no, I love it
too. I'm like, yeah, food for people is my love language. Like. Mm-hmm. We need to get together and have a little cooking party.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it'd be so fun.
We would tear up a kitchen. My family lives in Arizona, so
really? Oh my goodness. Wait, that would be so fun. Okay, yeah, we're gonna make it happen. I didn't know that.
Okay, my last question. This is like an odd question to end on because it's not really like wrapping it up, but it's been a question that's lingered throughout this entire podcast. And I have to know, I don't know if you still live with your brother or not, but first you can say that, but also like, what is it like just living with your brother?
Okay. Yeah. So I lived with him. We just moved apart because he actually lives with my boyfriend now because they work together. And so it's
cool that you guys are all so close. I was wanting to say that. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah. So they moved in together, but I did live with him for a full year. And it's so funny because everyone asks about that. And I'm like, him and I are so similar. Like, we look like twins. We kind of act like twins. Like, our mindsets are very, you know, like uniquely different in good ways. But for the most part, we have like the same interests. We have the same like tolerance. And two, I'm like, we grew up living together our whole life up until I was in college. And so we know each other's like limits. We know how to like tolerate each other. So it took a lot of that like stress away. So I'm like, okay, I lived with him my whole life. Why can't I do it for like another year or so? And again, we were so close. Like, I love him. Like, we can sit down and like have a heart to heart conversation, or he'll bully me a little bit because he's my brother, you know, or we can like balance. We have a very good, like, balanced relationship in that sense. But honestly, I feel like it's easier to live with a sibling than like an actual roommate, because too, I can be like, dude, clean the dishes, like do this. And I'm not like, oh, are they going to get mad and upset? You know, it's like out of love, and we like quick interaction, but then he'll like fix it or whatever. And honestly, we had no issues, which is crazy, because I was nervous. I'm like, I don't, who knows how this is going to go? Like, this could be interesting. But I think too, like with both of us finding, like, he's grown in his faith just as much as I have. It's been so cool to see and just like watch the journey and experience it with him. And I think that helped me too, being like with him in that, because we were both new, we were both experiencing things, had kind of the same questions when we were, you know, on our journey. But that took a lot of like the things I was nervous about out, you know, like maybe not so Christian-like behaviors. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be your mother. Like, I don't want to have to parent you, but again, I'm not going to let him just do whatever and like self-sabotage or anything. So thank God for God and like popping into our life, because it literally, no, it was so much fun. I'm like, those are, that will be like a year I'll forever like cherish, because it brought us so close. And we learned so much about each other. We pushed each other. He and I both like changed for the better, because we were so honest too. You know, you have that comfortability of being like, it's out of love. You always know it's out of love when it's your sibling. And so, yeah, no, it's so much fun. I'm like, honestly, I kind of miss it sometimes, because now I'm living on my own, because obviously I won't live with my boyfriend until we're married. And so I'm like, okay, well, you guys can live together, I guess, but I don't mind living alone. I lived alone back in Iowa for a little bit. And so, and when our parents come to town, they'll like stay with me. And so I'm like, it'll just be easier if I just get my own place. But yeah, now they live or now they live together and I got booted. So
and that's fun though. I bet that's fun being able to just go over there and hang out.
It's so fun. Yeah. And like, they can do their thing, and I'm like, they can have their craziness, their work, their office, all their stuff. And then when his girlfriend and I want to come over, we can all hang out together, because it's so fun. We all four hang out like a lot. Like, it's kind of like our little group. But no, yeah, it's so much fun.
Sounds like a party, it man. Does. How it cool. Does. Quote by Chloe Turcha, thank God for God.
Yeah,
that's my takeaway. Chloe, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We
thank
love you
for having me.
We love learning more about you and your walk with Christ, and you are such a light. It's insane. Like, Ryan and I were over here being like, that's good. Like, yeah. Because you're just so wise. And I know people are going to be blessed by this podcast. So we love you. And we're going to love you. And
this is so fun.
Yeah, it was great to meet you. It was cool to put a face with the name and everything.
Yes, this is great. I'll have to have you guys on my podcast next.
Yeah.
So flip it, and I can ask you guys. I have so many questions for y'all. So
I was gonna say too, like, we need to, Abby and I need to plan something to go out west.
Yeah.
Be like, maybe we could do like a run event or something with you.
That would be so much fun. Yes, you should. And it's just getting into like the best time of year too for running outside. Like, it's actually enjoyable to, well, and by the end of the weekend, it should be enjoyable to be outside in Arizona. It's still like 110, but it's going to be low. It's going to be lowering. So that would be so much fun.
That's awesome.
You should do it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
We need to make it happen.
Yeah.